Thank you, President Cowen, Mrs. President Cowen, distinguished guest, undistinguished guest, you know who you are, honored faculty and creepy Spanish teacher. So, and thank you to all the graduating class of 2009. I realize most of you are hungover and have splitting headaches and haven't slept since Fat Tuesday, but you can't graduate till I finish, so listen up. To make the commencement speech, I immediately said yes. Then I went to look up what commencement meant, which would have been easy if I had a dictionary, but most of the books in our house are Porsches and they're all written in Australian. So I had to break the word down myself to find out the meaning. Commencement. Common and cement. Common cement. You commonly see cement on sidewalks. Sidewalks have cracks, and if you step on a crack, you break your mother's back. So there's that. But I'm honored that you've asked me here to speak at your common cement. I thought that you had to be a famous alumnus, you had to graduate from the school. And I didn't go to college here, and as I don't know if President Cowen knows, I didn't go to college at all, any college. And I'm not saying you wasted your time or money, but look at me, I'm a huge celebrity. Although I did graduate from the School of Hard Knocks, our mascot was the Knockers. I spent a lot of time here growing up. My mom worked at Newcomb, and I would go there every time I needed to steal something out of her purse. But why am I here today? Clearly not to steal. You're too far away, and I'd never get away with it. I'm here because of you, because I can't think of a more tenacious, more courageous graduating class. I mean, look at you all wearing your robes. Usually when you're wearing a robe at 10 in the morning, it means you've given up. Because I love New Orleans. I was born and raised here. I spent my formative years here, and like you, while I was living here, I only did laundry 6 times. When I finished school, I was completely lost, and by school I mean middle school, but I went ahead and finished high school anyway. And I had no ambition. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I did everything from I shucked oysters, I was a hostess, I was a bartender, I was a waitress, I painted houses, I sold vacuum cleaners. I had no idea. And I thought I'd just finally settle on some job and I would make enough money to pay my rent, maybe have basic cable,